You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Scientists have finally found the clitoris.
The Wire.
A community report published by SPOTS, the Sex and Prevention of Transmission Study, argues that legislation preventing gay men from donating blood in Aotearoa is outdated and should change. New Zealand law currently prevents men who have had sex with other men in the last 3 months from donating blood. I speak to HIV prevention researcher at the University of Auckland School of Population Health and one of the report's authors, Peter Saxton, about the current legislation and what change could mean. What are the current rules around gay, bisexual, takatāpui and other men who have sex with men donating blood in Aotearoa right now?
Well, currently in New Zealand, men who've had sex with another man in the last 3 months can't donate blood, and that's because of the HIV epidemic. But of course, New Zealand needs blood donors. So the question our study wanted to answer is, how can we make blood donation more inclusive while at the same time as we keep it safe?
Is there much evidence to support this legislation?
Well, look, it is controversial. And the context, I guess, is we've had more effective HIV prevention options these days. We've got condoms, but also PrEP or pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is a pill you can take every day to prevent HIV. People living with HIV can take treatments, which means they can't transmit HIV sexually to their partners. And we've got a declining HIV epidemic, in fact, especially in New Zealand. And because of these trends, we've seen policy shift overseas. So I guess recently, the UK in 2021 and then Canada in 2022 have made their policies more inclusive. So in those countries, you can now donate blood so long as you haven't had anal intercourse with a new partner or multiple partners in the last 3 months. So I guess those questions are also asked of everybody now in those countries, not just men who have had sex with men. So in other words, it's gender neutral, and gay and bisexual men, takatāpui, don't feel singled out.
And is this the change that the SPOTS report is proposing that should be implemented in Aotearoa?
That's right. So we asked a lot of detailed questions about people's sexual behaviours, sexual practices, safe sex, and then asked participants about their views and history of blood donation. So I guess our headline finding is that when we compared that data, we estimated that Aotearoa could triple the number of gay and bisexual men and takatāpui donating blood if we adopted policies like in the UK or in Canada. So that means we could increase the proportion of these communities who are eligible to donate blood from about 13% currently to 41% under a Canada-style policy. And that's quite significant. We estimate that might mean an increase in the donor pool of about 10,000 eligible donors.
In the report, you talk a little bit about how these individuals might not feel comfortable donating blood despite a rules change. Could you elaborate a little on why that is?
Look, unsurprisingly, most of our participants wanted change and were interested in donating blood. So we asked everybody what type of future policy they'd prefer. And we gave people two options. One, I guess, a broad-based policy, a bit similar to our current one in Aotearoa, or a more individually based and tailored policy, a bit more like the UK and Canada. And overwhelmingly, 86% said they'd be willing to answer those more detailed and individual-based questions if it gave them a better chance to donate blood. So they were willing to, I guess, trade off some privacy for a better chance of donating blood. So that's really exciting. We also then asked them, well, if you did become eligible in future, do you intend to donate blood? And 4 out of 5 said they would. And we asked some open-ended questions about, well, tell us a bit more about that. And look, overwhelmingly, again, people talked about altruism, about doing their civic duty, about helping others. But a significant minority said they weren't sure they could trust the blood service. They spoke about feeling alienated and a bit hesitant. So they weren't sure whether they would donate if the policy changed in the future and they became eligible. So I guess the trick here is converting those good intentions into presentations for blood donation. And I guess this is the challenge to the blood service from our study, to rebuild that relationship with the gay community so that if and when the policy changes in future, gained bisexual men come forward. And of course, the more donors we have, the better for everyone.
Do you have anything else you want to add on?
I think another critical element of this is, would an expansion of the criteria be safe? And we're confident it would be. So first of all, when we look at our own data, we're confident widening the criteria, becoming more inclusive, wouldn't increase risk to blood recipients. That's really important when we're thinking about a change. We also look at those overseas policies, and they really focus new donors on those at no or very low risk of HIV. So we're thinking people in monogamous relationships, for example. And we can also look to the experience of the UK. They've actually had 2 years now since they changed their policy and became more inclusive. And in that time, they haven't seen an increase in risk to donors. So they haven't found significantly more HIV detected. So it follows, I guess, that because in Aotearoa, our epidemic is much better controlled than in the UK, if we did adopt their policy, we would see the same result or an even safer result for our participants and our recipients of blood.
That was HIV prevention researcher at the University of Auckland School of Population Health, Peter Saxton, speaking about a recent report on the rules for gay blood donors in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.